Okay, we're on Makos 3B.
Makos 3B4. 3, that's the second.
Which B is it?
Or like the last line of 3.
Right at the end of the 3B. 3B4. 3B4. Right at the end. What we're going to do is we're going to just go back a little bit. 3B4 on the left side. We're going to start back because it's been a weekend. The Gemara records the third in this series of discussions. Do you see it there? 3B4, left-hand side, right in the middle. Now you know why I use the TV.
Yeah. It's a lot easier.
Right? Does everybody have 3B4? If you don't have 3B4, you're lost already.
You're not all art scroll.
What?
Not all of them are art scrolls.
No, they're all art scrolls. You go back to this.
Okay. That's what I did.
Well, if not... Okay, 3B4. Left side. V'omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I can even move it. Okay, so another discussion from Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Remember, we're talking about a mikvah. Okay, let's just quickly review the rules. A mikvah needs 40 saw of rainwater to be a kosher mikvah. If you put some rainwater in there instead of regular water, it will make it invalid. Okay, that's number one. And if you have a lot of rainwater, it'll for sure be invalid. So the rabbis then made a safeguard that if it has not yet reached 40 saw of rainwater, if you have 3 lugim, that's a much smaller amount of drawn water, it makes the mikvah not kosher. Okay?
Drawn meaning with like a bucket, you take
it. Took it with a bucket, and you just in a bucket, and you drew the water, doesn't matter where it came from, and now you put in the mikvah, and it invalidates the mikvah. If the mikvah already has 40 saw and it's already operational, it's not invalidated by drawn water. Okay? Now remember, that's only a rabbinic safeguard. Therefore, it can be waived under certain circumstances. And it only applies to 3 lugim of drawn water. If you have 3 lugim of other liquids, such as wine, when we don't yet have 40 saw of rainwater, it will not invalidate the mikvah, providing it doesn't discolor the mikvah. If 3 lugim of wine is so powerful, it discolors the whole mikvah. Mikvah looks red.
Discolor, color it.
Okay. Anyway, so the color was clear, and it's discolored it to red.
No, that's not discolor. Discoloring means you bring.
When you look in a mikvah, when you look in what, you don't see a color. There's a color there. Right, so it's discolored. We can argue for an hour on that if you want. Okay, now, the Gemara now wants to ask the question, what if I have 3 lugim of drawn water that it's been discolored by an additional amount of another liquid, like wine, and therefore it looks like wine, but yet it is 3 lugim of drawn water. Okay, that's the issue. Do we go with the solution's majority, which is water, and it's 3 lugim of water, and therefore it invalidates the mikvah because it's 3 lugim of real water? Or do we go with the appearance, and which the appearance is of a different liquid, and therefore it can't invalidate it? Again, 3 lugim of drawn water will invalidate a mikvah that does not yet have 40 saw of rainwater. Okay? 3 lugim of any other liquid will not invalidate a mikvah. Those are the facts. The question is, I have 3 lugim of rainwater and then a small amount, less than 3 lugim of wine, let's say. That's going to be the case here. And now the 3 lugim of rainwater is discolored. It looks like wine. So what do we have? We have 3 lugim of actual drawn water. Yes. What does it look like? Wine. Okay. So now, do we follow what it actually is, which is the rainwater, and it invalidates the mikvah? Or do we say, do we go by what it looks like, and it looks like wine, and therefore it does not invalidate it? That is the question over here. And Rav Yehuda Marav, now continuing in the Gemara, says, Shloshes lugim mayim, three lugim of water, shenafal etochan kurtov shel yayin, if a kurtov, which is, we said, 1/64 of a log, so it's very small amount, means it's 1/192 of the three lugim of water, so it's very little. We said that a kurtov is 1/4 fluid ounce. So now 1/4 fluid ounce going into 1/192. So what's 192 divided by 4? That should be 48. So it's 1/4 ounce going into 48 ounces. What's 48 ounces? A quart? Something like that? I don't know. Anybody know? Canadians wouldn't know those things. 48 ounces. I don't know. I know.
It's a pint.
What, 32 is a... Okay, anyway, right? You got a 1/4 fluid ounce times 4 is 1 fluid ounce. 4 into 192 is 48. So in other words, but still, it's a one, it's almost a, it's 0.5% of wine in all this water. So now, it looks like, and it's going to look like wine, but it really is 3 lugim of water. Umareyan continues the Gemara, kemareyayin, and the look of it is the look of wine. Okay, what's the law? Vinaflu mikvah, it falls into a mikvah. All this 3 lug of water plus the 1 quart of wine falls into the mikvah. The law is lo pisalu. It does not render it invalid. Why? Because we go after the appearance. Ah, you're going to say, but it really is 3 lugin of water, and we said it's pasul. But we said, since that's only a rabbinic law, because it really, biblically, it should not make it invalid because it's a minority. The vast majority is good rainwater. The rabbis made a ruling to be careful to invalidate it. So the rabbis can not follow that. What, you're not following in here?
Or? No, I was just trying to... Of something, but you're using the iPad, so
okay, it's fine. Let's just, today's gone. Let's not, let's go with what we have. We'll have to work a little harder today, that's all. So it won't invalidate it. Clear?
Yeah.
So he says, if you've got this mixture, we go by the appearance. And the appearance is wine, even though the actuality is it's drawn water. But since that the invalidation of the mikvah is only rabbinic in nature, therefore, the rabbis won't apply it when it looks like wine, because if it was really wine, it would not be invalid. Remember, 3 lug of wine that falls in would not invalidate it. So since it looks like wine, we will not apply the rabbinic prohibition on that. Fine. To this, the Gemara is going to ask questions. First question, Maskif la Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks the following question, V'chima bein selamet seva. How is this different than colored water? Colored water is mainly water, but it's judged as water with its majority. And there's 3 lugin of this colored water, is of drawn water. We will see in a minute there's a source that invalidates the mikvah when you have colored water. So how is it different than colored water? It's not. Before we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Meitzeva, water that's discolored by putting a dye in it, okay? And it's discolored water, post-lim, it invalidates es ha-mikvah b'shloshes lugin. If you have 3 lugin of it, it renders the mikvah puzzle. So now, how can you, Rav Shmuel Rav, say that if it has some wine in it, and it looks like wine, it's valid, when we see by discolored water, it's not valid? That's the question. To which the Gemara answers, Amar le Rava. Rava defends Rav's ruling, and he says, Hossam over there, remember what it is. Maya ditziva mikri. Maya water, ditziva, that is colored, it's called. It's called colored water. Why is it called colored water? Because it really is, it, still if you ask somebody, they're going to say, that looks like colored water. They're going to say, what is it? It's water that's been discolored. But our case is different. Hocha over here, we're not talking about discolored water, but chamra meziga mikri. When a person looks at this mixture that Rav was saying, it's referring to diluted wine. You see? Because in those days, they did dilute wine. So when you're looking at it, it looks like wine that's been diluted. So it doesn't have the name water. Since it's no longer called water, we're not going to apply it. So you have to know how much, you have to look, match the two up. One would say, this is really water, but it's discolored water. This is looks like wine, but it's very heavily diluted wine. Obviously, there is a difference over there. So that's what the rabbis are looking. What is it still called? If it's still called water, and people are going to call it water, even though it's discolored water, it will still render it invalid. If they're going to say it's wine, yet it's diluted a lot, well, it's still called wine. And wine does not invalidate the mikvah. So that answers that question. Now the fun begins. Okay, now the fun begins. And now you're going to be turning, you're right at the very end of 3b4. Right at the end, I believe. Look where I'm pointing. This is where you want to be.
Okay,
this is where you want to be. 3b4.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we're starting together now. Iva Hatani Rabchia. Rabchia taught in a brisa regarding three luging of water that's colored by wine that falls into a mikveh that's not yet ready. And he says, Horidu es a mikveh. They downgrade the mikveh water and it's not valid. And that is a case of wine, not discolored water. So we have clearly a brisa that for sure says exactly your case, Rav, exactly your case, where there was a mikveh that did not have 40 saw. It had three lugim of water. There's a kurtav of wine went in it. It went all, it looked like diluted wine, and it goes into the mikveh, and the brisa says it's invalid. So, Rav, you as an Amora, how can you go against a brisa that's written by a Tana that says it's invalid? What are you going to do with that? So, Omar Rava, Rava comes to the defense again. He says, lo kash, because they know difficulty, and now it's a different line of an answer. The answer is, you should know, there's a machlokes tanoim in this law. Ha, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, this law that we talk about, where a little bit of wine get mixed into drawn water, you have to say that Rav, who said his ruling, holds like the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And yes, there's a machlokes tanoim in this fact. And that's going to be the basic answer, no matter how long we're going to be on this Gemara. That is going to end up to be the answer. Okay? No matter how confused we're going to get shortly, just remember that this is going to be the final answer. Mm-hmm. Rav, who says that when three log of water, drawn water, that's diluted to the fact that it looks like wine, falls into a not yet kosher mikveh, it will not invalidate the mikveh. Rav follows the earlier Tana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This other brisa that disagrees follows like another Tana. And of course, an Amora can hold like one Tana and disagree with another Tana. And that's all we're going to end up with. But how we get there, that's going to be fun. Okay? And that's all based on a Mishnah that's coming up. Okay? So let's see what happens now. And ha, and this other Brisa that says it invalidates, that's Rabbanan. That's the rabbis who argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Where do we see this? It's not, for we learned in a Mishnah Mikvos about the following case, and now we should going to change a page in a minute. Shlosha Lugimim, this is the Mishnah now. Now we're turning to the next page, and now it's going to give me trouble. Oh, no, it doesn't. Okay. Shlosha Lugim. Okay, now listen carefully over here. Listen very carefully, guys. Shlosha Lugim. Three lug of water, but chaser kurtav, missing a kurtav, meaning you've got little less than three lug of water. Okay, got to remember, that's the way this Mishnah is stated. So you have 2.9, 2.95 lugim of water.
So it's not complete. Okay.
It's not. So that already cannot invalidate. Mm-hmm. It cannot invalidate. It's not three lugim of water.
Yeah.
Right? And now what happened to it? Shenafa letochan quart of yain. A quart of wine now falls into this mass of water. Now it brings it up, right up to three log. This is different than what we've been talking about till now. We've been talking about three log of water where you've already hit the threshold to invalidate, and you added some wine. Our case, where you had enough water, but it looks like wine. Here, the Tanna Kamma says, you didn't ever have three log of water. So what do you got now? You have this little quart of wine that just tops it up. Mm-hmm. Now you have three log of this mixture, and it looks like wine. So umareyan, and the what does it look like? Kemareyan. It looks like wine. Good. V'nafal letocha v'nafal l'mikvah. And now it falls into a mikvah. Okay. So what does the first opinion hold? It's going to be the Rabbanan. Lo pisalu. They did not invalidate it. Does not invalidate it.
Yeah.
Okay, now why did they pick that amount and not three lugim of water with wine to say it does not invalidate it?
That might have invalidated it.
Now, you're picking your words. When you're writing a statement, you're very precise in what you're saying. Why didn't you just say, why didn't everyone say, three log of water with a little wine would fall in wooden valley? Why'd you pick, I know, just a little less than three log of water with a little wine? What is that statement clearly implying? Well, you got to speak. What if you had three log of water? Then it would invalidate it. Because why did he pick little less than three and just missing that little log and that little? In other words, he's saying no matter how close you are to three, and even if you have something else that tops it up to three, but you didn't have three log of water. So that's going to be the opinions from the implication.
So, Rabbi, less than three log in of water, a little bit less.
Never invalidates a mikvah.
It won't invalidate?
Never. Wow. It has to have three. That's the rabbi said. The minimum of three to invalidate it,
okay,
of a mikvah that's not yet kosher. Really, it biblically should not invalidate it at all.
Oh, right.
The rabbis that say it invalidates has to have a certain minimum amount, and that's three log. The Tanna Kamma of this Brisa, of this Mishnah, said 3 minus a touch, 2.95.
Yeah.
Plus the wine, lo paslu, doesn't validate it. So clearly, by saying that, it's implying if it would have had 3, it would invalidate it because you should have met, or if it didn't invalidate it, if 3 with wine doesn't invalidate, should have said doesn't invalidate, it's a bigger chiddush. Why did it only say a little less than three with some wine? Must be, if it has three, then you add some wine, it invalidates it. Right? That's going to clearly be that opinion. But wait, there's another part to this Tanna Kamma, very fascinating. What if, v'chein, and similarly, same the first opinion, shlosh log mayim chaser kortov, again, three log minus a kortov, 2.95 log of water, but this time we don't have wine falling in, Shenavo toch a quart of chalav, milk falls into it.
Oh, we didn't discuss milk at all.
What's gonna happen? You see, in the days of Gomorrah, they drank milk, Sammy. Anyway, remember, the land of Israel is a land flowing of milk and honey. If you're a Zionist, you got a hold of milk, Israeli milk you got to drink. Right? Anyway, we're not going to go there. Anyway, wait. Let me just finish this point. So let's say now you have 2.95 water and milk falls in to top it up to 3. But what's it going to look like now? What's it going to look like now?
Does it discolor the water, the milk?
Okay, wine is very powerful red. Milk is going into water. What's going to happen? Look what it says. Umareim kemaramayin. And now it looks like water. It looks like water. What do you have in front of you? You have three log of something that looks like water, but you don't actually have three log of water, do you?
No.
You're just missing a quart of. Tanna Kamma says, same law, same law. V'nafal nigan falls into a mikvah, same law. Lo pisalu does not invalidate it. Obviously, what are they being consistent with? Their consistency is it's amount that counts and not what it looks like. Because in both cases, when it was not invalidating, did it have 3 log of water? No. It had 2.95.
Yeah.
Now, even if it looks like water, when you add a little bit of milk, and now it's 3 log, and it asks me, what is that? Well, that's 3 log of water. But we know it's not, because there's a little bit of milk in there. So what's the Tanakhama clearly hold? We always go by the amount, period. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it looks like, because it would seem that it still will not invalidate it, even though it looks like water. It would imply, because they gave those 2 cases, did not give 2 cases of 3 log of water with wine or water mixed in. Clearly, he's saying that would invalidate it.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't care what it looks like. Just tell me how much you got. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. And that's why it took 2 cases. One where it discolored it, one where it didn't discolor it. And he's being consistent. He's saying, if you don't have 3 log of water, not invalidating. Don't care what it looks like. Clearly implying, because why didn't he pick 3 log of water with that stuff in?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly saying, it would invalidate. Because if it didn't invalidate, he would have mentioned that too. That's pretty clear. Now, so that's not Rav's opinion, is it at all? Remember, Rav, we started off 3 log of water, a little bit of wine. Looks like wine, it doesn't invalidate.
No.
Clearly doesn't appear to be the rabbi's opinion. Now comes Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and that's what Rav says. Rav will hold Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Listen carefully. He says, Hakol holech achar hamare. Everything goes after the way it looks. Now, clearly. Okay. Now, you see, we have 2 different editions. Now look over here, right over here, this note. Let's read this part together. Right over here. Now, the rabbis, the Tanakhama rule, the mikvah, valid, specifically in a case which the quart of a wine fell into less than 3 lugan of drawn water. This implies that had the wine fallen into a full 3 lugan of drawn water and the mixture then fell into a deficient mikvah, the mikvah would be invalidated despite the fact that the mixture's color is that of wine. Evidently, the rabbis maintain the color is not the critical factor, but whether or not the mixture contains a full lugan of water. That's the rabbis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, on the other hand, who rules that everything depends on the color.
Yeah.
Now think about that. If everything depends on the color, what's going to be the law in these 2 cases, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? Let's look at the first one. 2.95 water with a little bit of wine. It looks like wine. So that he would agree with the Tanakhama, but for a different reason.
Not because of the quantity.
Because of what it looks like, right? Now, what about when the milk goes into it, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri?
Also would invalidate.
Not also. Now it would. Not also. The first case didn't invalidate it because it looked like wine. But now it looks like water. Even though you don't have 3 log of water, it will invalidate it. Let's again, Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, who rules that everything depends on the color, would rule in the case of a quart of wine which fell into full. Would rule in the case of a quart of a wine which fell into a full 3 lugan of water that the mixture does not invalidate. That would be the same thing. Accordingly, the Brice of Rav Chiya, which rules that such a mixture downgrades the mikvah, subscribes to the opinion of the rabbis of this Brice. While Rav rules it does not invalidate, follows Rav Yochanan ben Uri. Okay, clear. He says it all goes by what it looks like. If all goes by what it looks like, that's the rule. So in this case of less than 3 full lugim, so it comes out, what will be the laws? When it's less than a full 3 lug and wine goes in, the first opinion, and Rav Chaim say it doesn't invalidate, but for different reasons. The rabbi say it doesn't invalidate because you don't have 3 lug of water.
Right.
Rav Chaim says it doesn't invalidate because it doesn't look like water. The second case, where it's a little less than 3 lug and milk falls into it, so now you have 3 lug, but it's not 3 lug of water, but it looks like water. So according to Tanakhama, it still won't invalidate it because it is not 3 lug of actual water. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it would invalidate it because it looks like water. But that's all with less than 3 full lug. But what could we imply? If he says it all goes after the appearance, so let's extrapolate. Mm-hmm. What would be in the case? That was the Mishnah. Let's extrapolate. What if it was 3 lug of drawn water, and you had wine or water, according to Tanakhama,
or milk,
be invalid. Why? Because it goes by the amount. And now you have 3 lug of water.
Right.
According to Yochanan ben Nuri, what would be? It would be when it's the wine, it would not be invalid because it looks like wine, but by the milk it would be invalid because it looks like water. So now Rav, who says, what was our case?
Uh-huh.
3 lug of water with wine mixed in, falling into a mikvah, does not invalidate it because he goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says you go after the appearance. The Braisa that said the very same case is invalid goes after the Rabbanan, who says you go after the quantity. Now, take a little look at this little chart over here. Okay. And just look at the top half and not the bottom half. We have just finished first version of Mishnah. That's tomorrow is going to be more fun. So I want us to get this part clear. First version of Mishnah. Now you see you have two sections here. 3 log of water, less than 3 log of water. See that on the top?
Yeah.
So what was the case of the Mishnah? Was less than 3 log of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if not colored water, according to the Tanakhama, does not invalidate. Colored does not invalidate because it's less than 3 log. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say, invalidates it if it's not colored, because he goes after the looks. Colored does not invalidate. So they agree by colored and debate by not colored.
Yeah.
Move over to the left. But implying, what if you have 3 log of water? Well, according to Tanakhama, it would invalidate not colored or colored because you have 3 log of water.
Yeah.
And the other, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says it goes after what it looks like. Well, then they'd argue again in the case of colored, where it will not invalidate it because it does not look like it. Well, when it's not colored, they would agree. So in this first version, there's always one case where Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agree, and one case where they disagree, just based on the simple rule. You go back after the amount or after the color, and that rules. And therefore, we've answered Rava, that we've answered Rav, that he follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri consistently, going with the color, the appearance, and not with that amount. That is a wonderful answer. The problem is, we'll just touch, we're not going to go further, but the next statement, Gemara says, but wait a minute, the Gemara is surprised that Rava says this. Why? Because, ha, mi boy, la Rav Papa. Rav Papa pondered this very point, and he's not so sure whether Rav must be assumed to follow only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Maybe he can even go like the Tanakhama. In other words, to say you're like one rabbi isn't the best answer in the world. If there is a machlokas, it's not good to say an Amora says, well, I hold like this rabbi. It's okay. It's a good answer. But maybe, wouldn't it be better if you could say he holds like everybody? What do you mean? We just explained the Mishnah that they're arguing. Well, the thing is, Rav Papa says, I don't know. I'm not sure which is the right girsa to use in the Braisa. I'm not sure what the right text in the Braisa is. Maybe the text of the Braisa is different. And if the text of the Braisa is different, it could come out that maybe both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say you go after what it looks like. And then it could be that Rav can hold like everybody. That's going to be tomorrow's discussion. Just to digest the first answer, and we'll get ready for the fun and games tomorrow.
So that's not
to be confused with that.
If you have less than 3 loads of water, and you put milk in it, make it 3, and it looks like water, but it isn't. Some people are going to think,
right, okay, so I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but again, we fall back on the fact that 3 log of water is only rabbinic to begin with. We're not going to say Maris Ayin on a rabbinic law. We could say Maris Ayin on a biblical law. We don't take it that far. On a rabbinic law, we're not that serious. If it was a biblical law, you'd have a point there. Let me just ask you.